If you ever came across a Fallian marsh plant, don't eat it, okay? Can be dangerous. Or be careful of the Janks spirit. That too, in too much quantity, can be troublesome to your body. And it's not just what you put into your mouths that you need to be careful of. If you listen to the poetry of the Vogons, it is known to cause physical pain and is often used by those nefarious beings as a torture method. Okay, wait. What am I talking about over here? Well, this is episode 42 of One Rep at a Time, and for fans of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that seminal book by Douglas Adams, that number is special. I won't get into why. Well, you need to read the book to find out. But you will notice that I started with many things that were dangerous from the book's universe. The Fallian marsh plant, Jank spirit, and of course, the poetry of the Vogons. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. Things that are dangerous to your body. Toxins.
Welcome to One Rep at a Time, a podcast from Cult Fit that encourages you to become a healthier, better, and happier version of yourself by building small, sustainable habits. Let's welcome your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or Chuck.
Hello and welcome to week 9 and episode 42 of One Rep at a Time by Cult Fit. This week, we're going to go a little deeper inside your body. We're going to understand some more of the things that keep us ticking. The more we know our bodies, the more informed the choices we can make. Toxins. Toxins are substances created by plants and animals that are poisonous or toxic to human beings. Most toxins like this come from germs like bacteria. Cholera is a good example of this. Anthrax is another example. Some plants have toxins too. The rosary pea and castor beans are examples. Metals like lead also act as toxins. There are also man-made toxins, and they're all around us, like BPA and phthalates in plastics. Dioxins, which are a byproduct of some burning and industrial processes. Some toxins like PCBs are banned in the US from a long time back, but still persist in the atmosphere today. Now, these everyday toxins, while they're unlikely to cause major harm in small quantities, can be detrimental to your gut specifically. You see, your gut is a wonder and a paradise of useful bacteria and microbes. Good gut health leads to good health. In fact, digestive issues like heartburn, gas, bloating, constipation are a mirror to the rest of our body. So when toxins enter the gut, they can kill microbes, change their growth rates, alter networks, and so on. So what can we do? For one, we can just be more hygienic. Wash hands often, especially after coming in contact with foreign objects. Masks in polluted areas are a good idea. You might have read that wearing a mask during COVID times actually reduced global infection rates of several other airborne diseases. And well, despite our best efforts, we may not be able to keep all these chemicals out of our bodies all the time. So what we can do is make sure we have a healthy gut. How do we do that? Well, glad you asked. One, eat the right foods. Have fiber and some fermented foods as well. It's good for your gut, like kombucha, kimchi, sauerkraut, pickles, and so on. Then get more sleep. Exercise more, manage stress, and if you suffer from anxiety and depression, seek professional help. Our mood and digestive system are surprisingly linked through the brain-gut connection, also known as the enteric nervous system or second brain. In addition, consider probiotic supplements. These are normally safe, but ask your doctor before putting anything into your body. Yeah, when it comes to your gut, it's best not to go with your gut. Ask a professional. Time for cool down, I think. It's time for cool down, the part of the show where I give you a fun little piece of trivia related to the topic of the show. And this time, let's look at the wonder that is the microbiome. Trillions of beneficial microbes in your gut. You see, researchers in recent years have been studying the microbiome as it is believed we can better understand our bodies and take preventive action against diseases. And these are big diseases we're talking about. Type 2 diabetes, inflammatory bowel syndrome, Alzheimer's, even a variety of cancers all have a link in the gut. So some startups are even working on microbiome-based therapies. In fact, fecal matter transplants, which carry a lot of healthy gut bacteria from a healthy donor, can help sick patients. This is also aided by the explosion in computing power and knowledge of AI and machine learning. Scientists are able to model things in such a way that diseases, hopefully even cancers, can be detected well before symptoms are shown. Basically, your gut can predict your health. This is fascinating and one space of technology and medicine certainly to look out for. Yep, it's true. Your poop can tell a lot. And that's it for this episode of this podcast. If you'd like to say hi, my details are in the notes of this episode. I'll see you here tomorrow. And remember, like your exercise routine, take life one rep at a time. This is Deepak, aka Chuck, signing off. Bye.
You've been listening to One Rep at a Time by Cult Fit. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're looking for sustainable weight loss coaching, check out the Cult Transform program on the Cult Fit app or website. See you on the next episode.